to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
The Dance School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dance School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. But today we've got Nolan Hubbard back with us again to chat about and share songs from his sophomore album, Emanate. A deeply personal project self-produced entirely in Hubbard's home studio here in Kingston, the album showcases his virtuosic guitar playing, intricate production, keen sense of rhythmic texture, catchy vocals, hooks, and warm harmonies. Let's dive into our conversation with Nolan and hear the music from this beautiful new local release. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back, Nolan, to CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown. It's so great to have you back with us again.
Hey, Dinah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
I'm so happy you're here, and spring is coming, and we have a new album to chat about today from you called Emanate. Really excited to talk with you about this, Nolan. Congratulations on the new release.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited about this album and for folks to hear it and what it's going to bring me next in terms of tours and lots of exciting stuff this year.
So you just dropped this new 10-track album called Emanate, and I believe it's your sophomore album. But before jumping on that, I wonder if you can tell us about your first album, Luminosity, which you released way the heck back there in 2017.
Yes.
So before we talk about Emanate, let's talk about this much older work from you.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for sure in terms of my my musical catalog and my journey. I put out my first album back in 2017. I was about 19, kind of 19, 20 when I recorded that album. And it was a really amazing experience. I'd just, you know, finished high school pretty recently after that, before that. And I had moved out to the Toronto area, and I met up with a producer out in Toronto, and we went down to Nashville actually to record that album, Luminosity. And it was a really formative kind of experience for me. I got to play with some incredible musicians. I got to, you know, be a part of some writing sessions down there in Nashville that I think really kind of shaped who I am as an artist. And it kind of gave me a, you know, head first look into how the top of the industry is doing it, and how some really incredible artists who there was some people on that first record who had played on, you know, records by idols of mine. So it was a really cool experience, and I was I don't think I would be the artist today without having gone through that. So it was a really incredible time, and I still love playing those songs live. And
So since 2017, you have in fact been a really busy guy, I'd say, particularly in the last year or two. Lots and lots of singles from you that we had lots of airplay for even last year. So, and you just recently had Birdie released too, which is not on the new album, I notice, but you do have a couple of singles, lead singles that you had already pre-released as a nice little teaser. Now, I wonder, Nolan, if we can jump right into the album now and talk about maybe how the music on this new album, Emanate, How has it evolved over time? So it's 9 years ago that about 9 years ago that you released Luminosity, and you've talked about your development as an artist since. What's the trajectory and what's the evolution in sound here that we can expect?
Well, I think the biggest part of making this record and why it maybe took me so many years to put out another full record is the biggest part, I guess, is that it's all self-produced. I went down to Nashville and had a bunch of incredible session players play on my first record. But this one is all me, start to finish. I played all the bass parts. I programmed all the drums. I sang all the harmonies, did all the keyboard work. And so that was a new experience for me. And it's something that I've been teaching myself over the past, I guess, 9 or so years. It was almost kind of a little scary there for a couple of years where I was a little caught up in worrying about if I could ever achieve kind of some of the sounds that those Nashville players had on my first record. I'm pretty happy to say I think I've got there. It took me a couple of years, but I'm really excited about kind of the sounds I'm making these days and how the process has refined. Like, there was a couple of years in the middle there where it was hard for me to find, be able to achieve the sounds that I had in my head when I wrote these songs. And I think this album is kind of a culmination of all that work. I think it finally feels like I'm kind of making the sounds that I've always wanted to. And I think that shows a lot in these 10 tracks.
And with those 10 tracks, would you say that there might be an overarching theme to the album? Where does the name of the album emanate from? From whence does the name emanate?
I think it's, I don't think there's any grand metaphors happening there necessarily, but I think it really is an album about my growth and where I've come as a musician. And I think kind of, there's themes of light throughout all my music. I seem to come back to that every time I'm writing lyrics. And I think if I had to sum this album up, it's really about letting myself shine, I guess you could say. There was a lot of years where I was a little nervous to put my hand into everything that I made with the music. And I was trying to figure out how to make that work for myself. And I think this is me letting myself shine is how I would say. And that's where the title came from. And a lot of self-growth, self-love, that's kind of I think the overarching theme between all of these songs, and kind of the thing that I've been searching for over the years.
So let's listen to some of the music now. We've got the lead single Touch, Waterside, and Pre-Algorithm. Tell us about these songs, Nolan.
So Touch was the first single that came out off the album, and it was really the kind of song that inspired putting together a whole album. Like, I wrote it and I thought it was going to be a standalone single because it came together really quick, and I was just super excited about it. But it ended up kind of, as I played it live more, it felt like a song that meant something more to me, and I wanted to include it in a project. So it felt right to have it as the lead-off single, both musically and emotionally. And it's just a song about finding your confidence. And I think Waterside, the second song there, it kind of follows that story a little bit and maybe gives a little more imagery to how I find my confidence and how I recharge as a person. I find Waterside is a song that I wrote about. I was feeling a little burnt out at certain points over the years, and trying to figure out where I stood in life and career, relationships, etc. And it was a song, a little reminder to myself that my favorite thing to do in the world is to just go spend time by the water. And that's kind of what that song is about. It's my little reminder that If you're ever feeling too overwhelmed by it all, then go get in touch with nature. I think that's something that gives me confidence and reminds me of what I love. And yeah, that's that. I guess the theme kind of continues throughout the album. So that third song, Pre-Algorithm, it's a song about being a little frustrated about the internet and how it controls our lives a little bit. I spend more time on my phone than I'd probably like to admit, and that's just a song reminding me that I miss the times where we weren't so glued to our phones, and we actually went outside and saw the sun. So that's what that one's about.
It feels like you never lift me up. I think for a while that get me stuck, but now I'm alive and I can feel that rush. Finding my stride, I'll never lose that touch. Yeah, tearing me down, still I play cool.
Got my feet.
damn good thing that I still can't sing, 'cause it gives this ring to the simpler things. Can I keep it, babe? This fear, it's all going away. I'm learning, you just gotta say,
are back. Folks, we just heard Pre-Algorithm, Waterside, and Touch by Nolan Hubbard. Thanks for these songs on this magnificent new album, and thanks for sharing them with us.
Yeah, thanks for spinning them, and thanks for having me.
Right on. So let's talk about some of your recent gigs that you've been playing to promote this new release. I also understand you were also at KCFF recently.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be a part of the Kingston Canadian Film Festival here, and that was something I'd never been a part of before. I you know, I spend a lot of time on my own making my music, and I'm also a pretty, you know, I'm not maybe the same kind of touring artist that a lot of folks are. I am lucky enough to be a full-time musician, and a lot of what I do is I play weddings, I play corporate events, I play gigs most nights of the week. So I'm often caught up in that, and I kind of miss out on opportunities to do cool things like this. And this year I told myself I need to put some time aside for those kind of things. And yeah, I was really honored to be a part of the Slate music video program this year. And actually we got to make a music video for this album, for one of the songs, Moonlight, on this album. And that was just an incredible experience. And it felt right to kind of have the album release happening right around the time that the premiere was happening. And yeah, it's just cool for an artist like myself, who's very DIY, to be able to be a part of a community and a part of a team. And that's what part of this KCFF connection that I had was. It was, you know, they put me together with a production team, and they were able to help me make a music video. So yeah, that was a really cool experience for me. And I met a ton of people through it. I met a ton of people at the premiere. And yeah, it felt a little more like I, even though I made all this album myself, it felt like I kind of had a team around me, and you know, some friends to celebrate having the album out with, which is cool for me.
And now you hinted at it earlier in our conversation that there might be some exciting things coming down the line because of the new release. Do you have any shows or mini tours or tours that you want to be able to talk about?
Yeah, I don't want to give away, I guess, too much in terms of specifics yet, but my goal is to kind of get out of the Kingston area a little bit more this spring and summer. And I'm working on some plans for that now. There's some exciting things coming up. I was just announced as part of North by Northeast, which is a wow, festival out in Toronto. So yeah, that's an exciting thing that I can confirm is coming up. You know, I used to live in Toronto, so any chance I get to go back there is always exciting. And it's been a couple of years at this point, so for all my Toronto friends, I will be there in June, and I'm excited about that. And I would say keep an eye on my website, nolanhubbard.com, for all my tour dates. I already have a lot of shows coming up this summer in the local area in Kingston. But yeah, I'm going to try and get out to see a little bit more of Canada, is what I'll say.
Oh, so exciting. Well, keep us in the loop, sir, for sure. And congratulations on North by Northeast. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
All right. So, buddy, I want to listen to some more music from this wonderful album. We've got Obvious, Underrated, and the other single that you released late last year, I think, Making It Up. So yeah, Tell us about these songs, sir.
Yeah, so Isn't It Obvious is kind of it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a song, specifically the title, I guess. It was a song I wrote after having a bit of a tough day, and, you know, eventually I kind of shook it off, and I was feeling better, and I had been playing around with these guitar chords, and I was singing some melodies, and the only thing I could think of to say to myself, because I wanted to kind of write about that feeling of you know, pulling yourself out of a slump. And the only thing I could think of to say to myself was, isn't it obvious that you know, you could have just foregone all that stress and been here earlier? But it's, you know, it's a little tongue in cheek, because that's not always as easy as you'd like to think it is. And it's not always as easy as it is once you get to the other side of a tough situation. I think that's what that song means to me. And yeah. And then Underrated. That's a song. It's probably one of my favorite songs on the record, to be honest. It was the last one I wrote for the record. And it's a song that I wrote about the feeling of sometimes I get so caught up in worrying about what other people think what other people, perceive me as. And it was just a little reminder to myself that, it's kind of underrated to just be yourself. And I know that's maybe a little cliche, a little cheesy, but that's what that song means to me. It's about remembering that it's okay to just be you and love what you love.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, the last song, Making It Up, it's a song I put out a while before the album, and it also had a really fun music video with it. And it's just a song about how I there's nobody teaching me where I'm supposed to go or, what kind of music I'm supposed to make. Or as a DIY artist, it's kind of just a song about how I'm making it up as I go. And yeah, I think it relates to a lot more of my life as well. I've always been kind of a, fly by the seat of my pants a little bit kind of guy. And that's what that song's about.
I've got tons of big ideas that I can't seem to make more clear to anyone, even when I'm shouting on. So I get mad and call them off, and down the lines to pay the cost of reckoning everything and anything. But isn't it obvious that you always had to say in all of this, and if it ends up going your way, it could be ours to miss if we keep looking away. But isn't it obvious? Then we should just go out and seize the day.
This waking up to say I'm ahead, 'cause I'm making buck.
criticism. I'm just a guy to big old earth, so I'll take my time, play my guitar. Don't care too much if that takes me far. You don't have to share your favorites, just being you is underrated. Beach with a different sun. If that warms your bones, don't worry about it. Just stay at home, that's how I get down. What I'm trying to say, there's no two the same. We're all doing our best just to pick a lane, so don't fret so much on what people do, cause you've got your touch and that makes you you. You don't have to share your favorites, just being you. Is my all, my this love is my all, my this love is my all. see you at the show.
All right, we are back, folks. You just heard Making It Up, Underrated and Obvious from Nolan Hubbard's new album, Emanate. And we have him here with us right now. And we are talking all about this new album. So one thing I'd really love to dive into, if you'd like, for a few moments here, Nolan, you mentioned earlier that your album is self-produced and that you did, obviously, all of the instrumentation and the vocals for it. But that sounds like you've done all of the recording, mixing and mastering yourself, too. So it's a heavily do-it-yourself project here. So I'd love to hear more about the mechanics of how you made everything happen, but also how you learned how to make everything happen. What an interesting story. Let's hear some.
It's a really fun process to me. I really love kind of making the music start to finish. And a big part of, I put out an EP, I believe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And that was my first fully self-produced project. And it is really cool for me to listen back to that EP and then listen to the last couple songs I was putting together for this record and just see all the learning I've done kind of real time. I kind of came around over the years to letting myself not be such a perfectionist. I think that was something that kind of got in my way a little bit in the past. And, you know, if I would get really frustrated trying to produce my own music because I wouldn't be able to immediately, you know, achieve the same sounds that other great producers are able to do. And it's so, you know, it wasn't always a sunshine and rainbows kind of process for me. It's taken a lot of hard work to kind of get to where I am with the production on this album. And you can even see through the album, I think, if you knew kind of which ones I did first and which ones I did last, you would be able to kind of hear the improvements I've made to my process. And really, it's just, I've found, like, if anybody out there is wanting to produce their own music as well, you know, my recommendation and my advice might be that you just got to do it. And you got to let yourself kind of fail, quote unquote fail. I mean, the thing that I've learned is that, you know, there's some kind of beauty in the process of where, you know, showing off the journey that you're on in your music. And it, you know, it's felt right as a kind of DIY musician who makes his living and, you know, doesn't have a ton of resources to be in a big fancy studio or anything. You know, I think it's kind of endearing to include that in the music that I make. And I kind of just let myself do this and let myself navigate the process no matter what. And, you know, those songs that I spent a lot more time on than others because I was, you know, learning a new process of mixing, or I was learning a new way to record my guitars or my drum samples or whatever it was. So it was a long process, and I'm kind of looking forward to the next album because I think it'll be a little bit less learning for me and a little bit more music making, but I think I'll always look back on this album as a formative one for me, where I really kind of came into my own as a producer with this record.
Fantastic. And with that, Nolan, I wonder if you might have any advice out there for the young emerging artists coming up behind you who might be thinking about, boy, oh boy, I've got some great music. I'd really love to be able to get an EP or an album out there, but I don't have the money to pay for a big studio. I wonder about maybe I can also do this myself. Do you have any advice for folks that are thinking about it?
A couple different things. I would say, firstly, as much as I did all this album by myself, I think a lot of the tools that I used when making this album, I learned from others. And I would say to any younger or artist who's starting out, I would definitely recommend that you try to collaborate as much as you can, because there's so much you can learn from working with other people. And You know, just watching their process. You know, there's so much great stuff on YouTube these days. Like, don't be afraid to learn from someone else, kind of thing. And the other thing I would say is, just let yourself do it. There was a long time where I wouldn't record anything because I, you know, I was already kind of knowing that it wasn't going to turn out the way that I, in my wildest dreams, would envision it. And it's kind of been just, you know, putting myself into that uncomfortable position where I have to, quote unquote, fail. Like, I have to try it enough that you learn what to do and what not to do. And to anybody out there, you know, fire up the GarageBand or whatever you got and start making music, because that's the only way, I think, to get better at it.
Happy little experiments.
Yeah, exactly.
So, buddy, all right. So we've got a few more songs to play. We've got Moonlight Stems and Be Like This coming up. Now, you mentioned, if we can talk about Moonlight for a second, this is the song for which there was also a video that you presented at KCFF with the Slate video stuff, right?
Yeah, this was a really cool experience for me. I got to work with Vile Wolf Productions, and the whole team that James put together for making this video were just incredible. It was really fun, you know, kind of makes me feel like a bit of a rock star. You know, you have a team, you have people with big cameras, and you know, you have to kind of wake up on shoot day and be there on time. And as a guy who, you know, is a DIY musician, it was really cool to be a part of that. I've always, you know, I grew up watching MTV and, like, how do they make those videos? And, you know, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival and the Slate family, they really give an incredible opportunity to local artists to be a part of that program. So I'm incredibly grateful for it. And I think the video turned out awesome. If I may be so bold, I was really proud of the work that the team did. And I think they really captured how fun the song is and how fun it was to make for me. And if you want to see me dance, go check out the music video.
Hold me if you're feeling lonely. We'd be dancing slowly if it feels right. Just might give me the green light by a landslide. I win the grand prize in the moonlight. It made me feel like I could walk right over the seaside. If only I could say so boldly that you got me feeling golden. I'd love to make you mine. Break this open, put the hands that we've been holding, see me in the light. If you just might give me the green light, by a landslide, I win the grand prize. In the moonlight, it made me feel like I could walk right over the seaside. If you just might give me the green light, by a landslide, I win the grand prize. In the moonlight, it made me feel like I could walk right over the seaside. It's true, just thought I'd let you know. Hate to watch when I'm seeing you go. It's true. watching, no hate to watch when I'm seeing you go. Gotta be like this. I've been running from the dreams like this. So tell me that, baby, just to get me back. Always sipping through the seams like this. I've been living too extreme, like straight like this. I just want fat, baby, but it get too high. I should really know better than to give away all my favorites. Why do we always gotta be like this? Like this? Things are never what they seem like. Say like this. We listen, baby, and say it's alright. keep it playing forever. No, but I still play. After a while, I start to feel this shame. And lately, I've been asking myself why do I always gotta be so foolish, so unable to let go? I should really know better. Pulling the same shit to keep us together. Why do I always gotta be so foolish, so unable to let go? I should really know better. Pulling the same shit to keep us together.
And we're back. You just heard Be Like This, Stems and Moonlight by Nolan Hubbard from the new album Emanate. We are quickly running out of time, Nolan, but I wonder how we can stay up to date with the latest and what's happening in all things Nolan Hubbard.
Yeah, I would say the main way, I just did a little bit of a facelift on my website recently to get ready for this album coming out. So I would love it if you check out nolanhubbard.com if you're interested in seeing what I'm up to next. I got all my tour dates over there, and yeah, it's going to be a busy year of playing shows. And if you want to come hear this album live, I would check out the website. And yeah, I'm also going to be, you know, keeping up to date on my socials with exciting new announcements for music. I got lots more music coming this year. I'll spoil that for you. I'm really excited to keep putting out songs, and this album is, even though it's been a long time coming, it's just the start for me. I got lots more on the way.
And we have one more song to play with that. Open Wide. Tell us about it before we close out.
This is it was actually maybe one of the oldest songs that made it onto the record in terms of songs that I've written in my life. I wrote it maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I was always trying to figure out how to produce it and what to do with it. And I spent a lot of time making this song for this record, because it's one of my favorites, and it felt like a great way to cap off the record. It's just a song about a lot of the same themes that come throughout the rest of the album. It's a song about opening yourself up to things that you might find scary, or things that you're, you know, not used to. It's about kind of letting yourself experience new joys in life. And I'm really excited to give you this album. So thanks so much, Dinah, for letting me share this music with you.
Thank you very much for joining us, Nolan, and we look forward to having you back once you release other new stuff this year too. But all the very best wishes and hearty congratulations to you on the new release. It's exquisite. Absolutely thrilled to play it all the time here on CFRC, and it's always a pleasure having you on the airwaves with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Nolan Hubbard. Follow him at Nolan H Music on Instagram and visit his website to stay in the loop for upcoming shows, tours, and releases. And as a reminder to local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. For now, we're going to end our show with Open Wide, the last track on Nolan Hubbard's new album, Emanate. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
When you knew how to land here with me, now you left me. Feeling so sorry, 'cause no one is doing it for me now. I've come to see with my eyes open wide. Self-love, if felt it. to the side, it's been locked up, screaming it wants to get work done. Well, it's time that I showed it the light. No more wasting all my time standing here in a light, living just to survive. This love I found, I'm feeling it all.